Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Due to construction plans, a tree which is hundreds of years old and which stands at the entrance of one of Northern Ireland's last remaining ancient woodlands faces demolition threats. Our next guest from County Down is a singer-songwriter and has performed around the world with his band, The Sands Family, performers including Carnegie Hall, New York to Auckland and Cape Town and countless places in between. But while currently touring himself, he is also lending his voice in trying to protect this tree through his work with RARE, that's Ross Trevor Action Response. Respecting the environment, and you are very welcome to the show, Colm Sands. How are you?
I'm very well, Ronan. Thanks very much for being the first radio station in all of Ireland to cover what I think is an amazing story.
I totally agree with you. First of all, Colm, tell us about the tree and what we know about the history of this tree.
Well, the tree, it's probably good to place it within the context of being, as you mentioned in your introduction there, being in one of Ireland's last remaining ancient woodlands, Northern Ireland or Ireland, the same thing in terms of trees, of course. The forest, we have records showing that the forest existed in 1600, which makes it ancient woodland. It probably going back hundreds of years earlier than that. The specific tree we're looking at is just at the entrance. And we are focusing all our attention on that because apart from sections of the oak wood going missing on documents submitted with the planning application that you referred to there, this particular tree is very close to the wall. It's, I think, just over 2 metres away from the wall. So obviously root systems go underneath the wall and the branches overhang into the area where the proposed development would take place.
Yeah, so the specific threats to the tree at the moment are what exactly?
At the moment, the tree is quite safe. The moment that buildings go up within a few metres of that tree, the tree will, of course, become a threat to those buildings because insurance companies won't cover that. And the moment people buy or go into those buildings, they're going to say this tree is a threat to us, and quite rightly it is. But of course the threat only comes because the buildings are placed so close to a tree the existence of which has been denied.
Yeah. Oh, it's very frustrating for somebody who is a local and who has grown up with this tree and knows it well, and you feel like, you know, suddenly people, you know, the developers come in and it's like it's almost like it's not there at all.
Exactly. It's a very interesting story. It can be frustrating. We have chosen to see every step of our campaign as a revelation of how planning and the lack of environmental protection works right across this island. So we took a creative course, you might say, in exposing the kind of trickery that's going on. We did go to the court in Belfast, but lost our case there. Again, the application appeared to surf through council chamber and high court with relative ease. This is quite a disturbing thing. So
yeah,
we just decided to say, okay, this tree is here. And so far we have had visits from many people coming to assert its existence in 16 different languages so far. We've had people like singer and political activist Peggy Seeger, Maya Brennan of Planet, John Spillane, and a very interesting visitor who survived genocide in Rwanda, Antoinette Taliaferro. So we're looking at a tree that itself would probably support about 200 different species of life. And of course this is a subject right in the centre of the conversation at the moment with the work that people at Greta Thunberg are doing. So we did some things, Ronan, like for example we used a very old system of making ink using oak galls collected from the tree, oak apples to most people. And
this was
a system used to make ink to write the Book of Kells and the Magna Carta. So we made ink, and hundreds of people here have signed their name in ink made from
oak apples.
Oak apples picked from an invisible tree. You know, so it kind
That's
of sets off
brilliant.
The bizarre nature of the application.
I love the idea too that the tree has been shortlisted for the 2019 Woodland Trust Tree of the Year Award, which is brilliant because, I mean, you know, they talk about putting it right front and centre. That's really good.
Exactly. This has cranked up the embarrassment factor, but also crucially given people all over Ireland the chance to vote for the tree. You can find it on the Woodland Trust Tree of the Year. You'll C-sections for England, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland. If you click Northern Ireland and go down through to the Invisible Tree, you'll have a chance to vote. And we are in touch with some fantastic campaign groups in the Republic, like Save Ireland's Trees, for example. And they are as aware as we are of the threat to trees generally all over Ireland, especially with the rollout of 5G broadband. I think this is something that affects everyone. But by voting for this specific tree, we are addressing something that is relevant to trees all
it's
over
universal.
Ireland
yeah,
and
it's,
all over the world.
I totally agree. And this is the thing, like, I would expect, you know, I'm going to share a little bit with you about something that we did back in the early 1990s, which was very similar, but it doesn't surprise me that conservationists would come out and that artists would come out, because they're the kind of people who are sensitive to these things. But what are the locals, you know, kind of in the general kind of Ross Trevor and beyond area, what are they saying about the proposed construction plans? Are they against them as well?
There's, I think we've had about 5,000 people have signed a petition online. We've had, I think, from the locality, about 100 people wrote in objecting to the planning application, which was also recommended for refusal by the professional planners. There were no letters of approval from the public for the development.
Okay.
So I think it's fair to say that the voice of local people is growing, and we've had people from RARE, Restrever Action Respecting the Environment, going into local schools talking to the children. So even apart altogether from the Tree of the Year thing, it's all about getting this into the conversation and asking decision makers, whether they're councillors or politicians, at a higher level, to stop hiding from the elephant in the room and just address this and do something about it. Because, you know, trees, they literally give us the air that we breathe. They put a roof over our heads, the floor beneath our feet. They give us chairs, tables, beds, the paper that we write our stories and poems and songs on. And, very often part of a tree gives us the last suit we'll ever wear as we head on to the next place.
Yeah, that's right. So tell us, in terms of being able to help and support you, Colm, obviously we do have many listeners in Northern Ireland, but around the rest of the island too, there are people listening in. Is there anything that the people from outside of Northern Ireland can do?
Oh, very much so. People around the world can vote for this tree. In a practical way, that is part of a system whereby we can really crank up, notice on the importance of protecting our environment. So yes, I'd say anyone listening, north or south of the border or further afield, I've just come back from a tour in England, Scotland and Wales and have been talking about the campaign. There's huge interest in it there, and it's just a matter, it probably takes about 3 minutes to register a vote, but of course on a broader field, I would recommend that people do look at RARE or Save Ireland's Trees on Facebook or just check out local environmental campaigns. Have a word in the ear of their favourite councillor or politician. Ask them what they are doing to make sure there's air for future generations to
breathe. Well, just to say to you, Colm, back in, I'm looking at it now, it was actually 1992. It doesn't seem like that long ago, but it was. And down in the kind of the southeast corner of Wicklow and going into Carlow between Tinnahealy and Chilala, there was a little place there called Culaton Woods, Tom na Finogra Woods, and they were just, and they had provided woods for the Parliament buildings in Westminster, oak for the Hague, all these kinds of things, and it was just about to be flattened for pretty much the same reasons, and in exactly the same way. It was a reasonable size area, but it was just going to be, they were all going to be taken out and they were going to build on it, and that was what was going to happen. And we just got, I was a musician at the time like yourself, and just went, we just got together and went, and literally so many people got behind it. And now looking back, to what is, almost 30 years later, it is a beautiful maintained forest, as an amazing amenity. They put in walkways, they put in all the sort of stuff that was like, it was gone, effectively gone. So you just never know when you get people involved, when you get, like, when you've done what you've done, really it could make a massive difference here.
That's a very encouraging story to hear, Ron. And you're right. I mean, often the old argument of economic vibrancy is put forward for development in inverted commas. The quality of life is so important for people with a woodland like the one you just mentioned. And I think it's important to point out that traditionally the erasure of woodland from all over Ireland, you know, the finger has been pointed with justification at foreigners. Right now, the biggest threat to our environment is from people born and bred here, you know, and we really have to accept that and make people think about it. You know, whether it's just the person beside you or your local councillor or politician, we are in danger of, you know, allowing a few people with profit motivation to invade the most important things we have, the air, the water and the soil.
Absolutely. As the old Irish song goes, Cad Ionn Imid Feasta Gan Imid. Colm Sands from RARE, Ross Trevor Action Respecting the Environment. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning. God bless you, man. Thank you, Ron.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.